In honor of Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, Holocaust Museum LA staged a stirring ceremony with survivors, city officials and religious leaders at Pan Pacific Park, on April 27. Open to the entire community, the program's theme was Beyond Liberation, highlighting the 80 years that have passed since the end of Holocaust. Over the course of the day, survivor Erica Fabian, who spent much of her youth hiding from the Nazis, participated in a conversation. Survivors took part in a candle lighting ceremony. And Israeli-American artist Tomer Peretz, along with survivor, artist and sculptor Gabriella Karen, debuted a new artistic canvas to commemorate the anniversary of the liberation. Meanwhile, survivor Henry Slucky led a musical rendition of The Partisan Song. Holocaust Museum LA, which organized the program, is the first survivor-founded and oldest Holocaust museum in the United States. Marking Yom HaZikaron, several events were held across Los Angeles in commemoration of Israel's fallen soldiers. On April 29, the Consulate General of Israel in Los Angeles held a Yom HaZikaron ceremony at Stephen Wise Temple. Hundreds of people from the Israeli and Jewish communities, along with dignitaries, gathered to honor the 25,420 courageous men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of the State of Israel since its founding. There were 1,863 new families who joined the community of bereaved families this year. Among them are 848 IDF soldiers who have fallen since the beginning of Israel's war with Gaza. Consul General of Israel in Los Angeles Israel Bakker delivered remarks, underscoring the unwavering strength and resilience of the Israeli people in the face of hardship and loss. Meanwhile, Stephen Wise Temple Senior Rabbi Yoshi Zweiback offered spiritual guidance and prayers, highlighting the importance of unity and remembrance. Danielle Sassy, daughter of Avi Sassy, an Israeli-American tragically killed during the Nova Music Festival attack, read a heartfelt letter in memory of her father. Her powerful tribute moved the audience to tears. "We extend our heartfelt gratitude to the Israeli community in Los Angeles for standing with us tonight," Bakker said. "Your unwavering support for Israel, particularly on this solemn day, reminds us of the strength and resilience that bind us together as one people." The ceremony concluded with the singing of Hatikva, Israel's national anthem, a final tribute that encapsulated the collective spirit of remembrance and hope that continues to define the bond between Israel and its global supporters. The event was one of several happening across the city. Also on April 29, the Los Angeles Jewish community gathered at the Sabin Theater in a moving ceremony to honor Israel's fallen soldiers and victims of terror. More than 50 organizations and schools co-organized the event, including FIDF, Stand With Us, IAC, Temple of the Arts and the Sabin family. "With our friends and neighbors in the Christian community, we stand against those who would protest for Hamas on campuses and in the streets, and we say in one voice, you will not prevail," Temple of the Arts Rabbi David Baron said. "The Jewish people will overcome your hatred and Jewish blood, as former Prime Minister Menachem Begin said, will not be spilled with impunity." Speakers included Stand With Us CEO Roz Rothstein, FIDF LA Chairman Ari Ryan, IAC CEO Ilan Carr, Bishop Juan Carlos Mendez, and Anat Breslovsky, aunt of Ram Breslovsky, one of the hostages still being held by Hamas, recently confirmed alive through a newly released video. "The Los Angeles Jewish community came together as one family to mourn and honor the memory of our fallen soldiers, victims of terrorism, and the 59 hostages still in Hamas captivity," Rothstein, who lit a candle, said. "May their memories inspire us to courageously confront and overcome the dangers of anti-Semitism, including anti-Zionism, and may their memories forever be a blessing." By Ayal R.L., contributing writer. Harkam Hillel Hebrew Academy recently transformed its Beverly Hills campus into a living reflection of the Jewish story. Students, faculty and guests honored Yom HaZikaron and celebrated Yom HaTzmaut under this year's powerful theme, On a Path of Faith, Flying Forward. The two-day program began with a moving Yom HaZikaron ceremony, where students led reflective presentations in a living wax museum of fallen heroes. The emotional crescendo carried into Yom HaTzmaut, where the campus came alive with flags, music, and hundreds of students dressed in blue and white. A highlight of the morning included the entrance of IDF soldiers in a military jeep, greeted by the spirited beat of a student drumline and a flag-bearing procession led by eighth graders. Beverly Hills Mayor Sharona Nazarian joined the celebration and addressed students with words of hope and pride. Harcum Hillel Head of School Eden Sender, a former IDF officer, delivered a stirring message that echoed the words of freed hostage Agam Berger. The day continued with a butterfly release, symbolizing resilience and renewal, followed by a school-wide dance party and song mashup, uniting the school in a moment of true simha. Powered by Repair the World, Club ZLA, a Zionist education group for teens, mobilized their community in service alongside One Big Kitchen Los Angeles over the National Days of Jewish Service, held throughout the month of April. By packing meals to be distributed to the local community, participants took meaningful action and embodied Jewish values through service. Leah Shamuni, a participant, said the service work resonated with her commitment to Tikkun Olam. Serving my community is deeply important to me because I believe in the power of showing up for others, especially those who need it most, she said. Hosting our event at OBKLA, a community kitchen space in Pico Robertson, was a meaningful way to support an organization that's tackling food insecurity and helping those who are experiencing homelessness in Los Angeles. No one should have to wonder where their next meal is coming from, and by coming together to provide nourishment and care, we can restore dignity and hope to people who are too often overlooked. When we support each other, we create a stronger, more compassionate city. On April 27, Jewish Journal writer and podcaster Deborah Eckerling appeared on The Braid's virtual talk show, Sundays with The Braid, to discuss her new book, 52 Secrets for Goal Setting and Goal Getting. Joining her were two of the 60 leaders and experts featured in the book, celebrity chef Katie Chin and autism activist Elaine Hall. Braid Communications Manager David Chu, serving as the event's moderator, asked questions about the panelists' personal practices to achieve their goals and the impact of family members on their lives. Chin spoke about the inspiring work ethic of her immigrant mother who went from a seamstress making 50 cents an hour to founder of a restaurant empire with over 50 locations. Hall spoke about how having a son on the autism spectrum inspired her to create the Miracle Project, an inclusive arts program for neurodivergent, disabled and non-disabled people. And Eckerling shared about the powerful impact of her own mother, whose wisdom and practical counsel guided Eckerling in writing this book as it had in so many other aspects of life. They also discussed the impact of Jewish values in each of their goal-oriented lives.